Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the union of Hefker based in Hefker. And we will continue where we left off with a Chiddush Din LaHalacha. Again, based on the Torah, Marv Rabbi, Gaon Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. Those who hold that Kinyan Derabbanan is not effective for a Doraisa. Remember, we discussed in the previous shiur. There's a big discussion in the poskim and in machlokas whether for dinei d'oraisa a kinyan d'rabbanan suffices. If I want to be mekadesh an isha and I'm mekadesh with money that I or an object that I was kona d'rabbanan, is she mekudeshes? Is kinyan d'rabbanan effective for d'oraisa? If you make a kinyan on an esrog, a d'rabbanan dik a kinyan, is it effective to be yotze esrog d'oraisa? So if somebody was, if you hold that kinyan d'rabban is not effective for d'oraisa, if somebody was makna an esrog to his friend with a kinyan d'rabbanan, that mid'oraisa the esrog never left the rishus of the meicher, the kone can't be yotzei de chovas of esrog ze, even mid'rabbanan. And this is what we discussed in the previous shir, that when someone has a kinyan d'oraisa on an esrog, and then somebody else is counted b'kinyan d'rabbanan, that person isn't yotzei even isn't yotzei at all, because it's not lachem. So if someone was makna his friend an esrog b'kinyan d'rabbanan mid'oraisa, it still belongs to the rishus ha'mocher. The kone can't be yotzei dechovas obes this esrog, even mid'rabbanan. Even mid'rabbanan, he's not yotzei, because the bailus of the first person is ma'akev. If you hold kinyan d'rabbanan is effective for d'oraisa, so since he made a kinyan d'rabbanan, it works even on a d'oraisa level. It's considered kula lechem. Because he made a proper kinyan. But if you hold that a kinyan d'rabbanan is only effective on a d'rabbanan level, but not on a d'oraisa level, if he's makna his friend a kinyan, a lulav with a kinyan d'rabbanan, his friend isn't even kona mid'rabbanan, because the bailus of the person who has it d'oraisa is ma'akev, it's not lechem. And the bein nafka mina yontav sheni shel goli, so the mitzvah arba minim is only d'rabbanan, but you still need lechem on the second day in yontav sheni, like the Mishnah Berurah writes in Tafresh Mem Tes Sif Hey, in the Bi'ur Halacha Dibur Maaseh L'Psulei, that you shouldn't make a bracha on an esrog shol on yontav sheni shel goli, on a barred esrog. So if you hold that kinyan d'rabbanan is not effective mid'oraisa, so all kinyan d'rabbanan works as d'rabbanan. So if you hold kinyan d'rabbanan is good for a d'rabbanan, is good for d'oraisa, so then it's cool. He was makin it to him on Yom Tov Sheni, and that kinyan d'rabbanan of his is effective even at d'oraisa level, and he could be yotze. But if you hold that kinyan d'rabbanan is not effective mid'oraisa, then on the second day of Sukkot, where you need lachem, so if he's makne the arba minim, the lulav, to his friend on a derabbanan level, since midoraisa it still belongs to the original bailim, his friend isn't going to be yotze because it's not lachem. It's chisaron and lachem. So you can't make a bracha on an esrog that he's konan yontov sheni b'kinyan derabbanan. And with this we can explain the Prima Godim in Simon Tafresh Nun Ches, Eishel Avram Siv Kotten Ches. Divi Yontov Sheini Ein Lahakna Zulu Lekotten. Shouldn't be Makna Luv to Kotten even on Yontov Sheini. He's Mitzayin to the Taz in Tafresh Mem Test, Lekabe Lulav Shol Be Yontov Sheini. That Mesofik, you're not Yotze. So in Pashtus, you have to understand. Tenach over there, that it's Shol, it's not Lachem. Therefore, you're not Yotze Be Yontov Sheini. Takanis Rabbanon. Be Yontov Sheini is that it should be like Yontov Rishon. So therefore, don't be makin a lulav to a katan, he won't be able to be makin it back to you, and that's going to mess up your lulav and yom tov sheni. Seder. But that should work when it comes to Shoal. I understand Shoal is not considered Lachem. I understand. But if you're Makne to a Katan, so yes, you're Choshish Midaraisa, that it doesn't belong to you, he's not giving it back to you properly. But the Chiv to be Choshish for the Daraisa is only Darabonin. We're only keeping a second day of Yontif because the Minag of Hasenu Biyadeinu. So how can you tell me? I understand again Shal. Shal makes sense. And Yontif Sheni. That you need Lachem. Maybe on Yontif Sheni because it's Safik Yontif Rishon. And Memela, you can't be Yotze with Shal. But giving it to a cotton, why not give it to a cotton? Be marking it to a cotton. And then the cotton will be marking it back. And everything is working here on the Daraisa level, on the Darabanan level. Because the chiv to be choshish daraisa that it's lachem is only derabanan. So when the katan is choser or makan lo midarabanan, it's yours. Right? If the katan is a yil, the onus haputos, he's old enough to be makne, like we discussed in the previous year. So why doesn't he do it in Yom Tov Sheni? What's the problem? How do you know there's a chisaron? So based on what we said, we understand very well. The Yom Tov Sheni shogal sul dasa rambam, the dasa cheretz makas min haTorah. And that's the first day I brought by the Mechaber in Tafresh and Chasivav. So you can't be makna to a lulav, a cotton to a lulav, if the nosein hasn't yet been yotze. Why? Because since the cotton is kona min haTorah, because das acheres makna is min haTorah, like I just said, that's how the Rambam holds, that's how the Shulchan Aruch holds, das acheres makna is min haTorah, so the cotton is kona min haTorah, and the cotton can't be makna back min haTorah. So it emerges then when the Baal of Lulav is kona from the cotton, the Lulav of the cotton belongs to the cotton midaraisa. And you can't be yotzei even midarabonan. Why? Because the bailus of the cotton is ma'akev. It's a chisaron in lachem. You won't even be yotzei midarabonan. So, to bring another raya about we were discussing the previous year, that can hefker based in hefker create kinyanim and chaluyot that a hedgeyot can't. So in Maseches Chagiga and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we have a Mishnah that says everybody's chayv in Re'iyah, and that comes to include a chatzi avil chatzi ben chorin, that a chatzi avil chatzi ben chorin is chayv in Re'iyah. The Gemara asks, I, Ravinus, is potter, and the Gemara says, Kan l'mishnah rishon, kan l'mishnah achrona. That according to the Mishnah Acharona, that you're Koifer Rabu L'Shacharo, if you're forcing the master to free him, he's Chayiv in Re'iyah. Since you're Koifer Rabu L'Shacharo, most Rishonim say, Maris is Kan L'Mishnah Rishonah Kan L'Mishnah Acharona. But the Rishonim explain that according to, that's the Yishuv of the Stira. That is a Chatzi, Eved Chatzi Ben Choron Chayiv in Re'iyah or not. We have Gemara that says that he is, that he's Chayiv, with Gemara says he's Pater. So the Gemara says there's two different Mishnais, Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrona. So Rishonim explained that according to Mishnah Achrona, that you force the master to free him, he's going to be Chayiv in Re'iyah. And the Mishnah Achrona, because you're forcing the master to free him, so it's like he's already free, so Memela, he's going to be he's Chayiv in Re'iyah. And according to the Mishnah Achrona, that you're not Kofis Rabba L'Shachro, you're not forcing the master to free this chetzi chetzi eved ben chorin. He's pater, because he's lemaisi, he's a chatzi eved. Eved's pater miriyah, and you're not forcing the master to free him, so he's pater. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam in the second parak of Chagiga Halacha Aleph paskins that he's pater. Frek the Ravid, I understand. The Gemara says lemishnah achrona you're chayiv. So the Gemara says lemishnah achrona you're chayiv. Because L'Shachronis is Kofinis Rabba L'Shachro, which apparently means you're Chayiv in Re'iyah. So how does the Rambam paskin against Mishnah Achron and say Pater? So the Kesef Mishnah in the second parak of Korban Pesach, Halacha Yud Gimel, brings from Reino Avram ben Arambam, the that according to the Mishnah Rishona, that you're not forcing the master to free him. The Chachamim made a takana b'mitzvah that he's going to be chayiv. So according to Mishnah Rishona, he's chayiv. But according to the Mishnah Achrona, that b'lav hachi, anyway, the master is going to free him soon. They didn't make any special takana, and he's pater. So the Rambam's learning that the Mishnah Achrona, he's pater, not chayiv. The Mishnah Achrona, that you force the master to free him, and make any special takana for mitzvahs, and he's chayiv. In fact, the Lecha Mishnah, in Chagig over there, how can he bring a carbon re'iyah? How can he bring a carbon re'iyah? Eyes only chayav al tzakana derabbanan, and therefore it's chulin ba'azara. As lecha mishnah v'la yishlam derabbanan asuka ben chorim gomor. V'yishlam koyach b'kach tehefker beit din hefker v'fkir memono shel zeh lasosa ben chorim gomor. That the rabbis made him like a complete ben chorim, and they have koach. Because Hefker based in his Hefker, and they were mafkir his mammon to make him a complete ben chayrin. They were mafkir his mammon to make him a complete ben chayrin. Meaning the mammon of the master. They made him like a ben chayrin gomor. So when the rabbis made a takana for this chaytzi chaytzi, that he's chayiv in Re'iyah, they made him a ben chayrin gomor because they took him completely out of his master's possession. And they were mafkir's mammon to make him a ben chorin gomer. Now it's clear, lecha mishnah doesn't mean that the bezin is mafkir the eved and he is a din of an eved shefkir radona. That's not true, because the Rambam holds in Hilchas Avad and Perichas Lachid Gimel that someone's mafkir is eved needs to get shichur. And according to the Rambam, who could get shichur is patur mitzvah suriyah. That your kofir rabu l'shacharo is not going to be. Cause him to be chayiv if he's a chaytzi chaytzi la mishnah achrona, because if it's just that it's like an eved that the master was mafkir him, such an eved needs to get shichur and therefore he's pater meriyah. So it must be that hefker based in hefker is a complete shichur, not just that they made it like his master was mishachrim, they were mamish mishachrim and he doesn't even need to get shichur. So you see that bezin has a koyach to be mafkir the avdus of an eved even for a surin to be koveh that if even to get shichur is not necessary. That's even more than a regular. Regularly, if a master is mafkir him, you need to get shichur. But here, the rabbis made a takanam al hefker based in hefker that he doesn't even need to get shichur. And memeli he's chayv in re'iyah. He's completely free. So you see the power of hefker based in hefker even stronger than what a regular hetyot can do. Regular hedjot it's mishachar, but he needs to get shichur. He doesn't even get shichur. And we can say even more than that. We have to understand the lecha mishnah. If Beis Din made him like a ben chorin gomer, so how after the regal does he become a chatzi eved again? He was mishachar because of hefker Beis Din hefker. And the answer is that the lecha mishnah apparently is holding that Beis Din are not going for a short time. He's going to be chayv in a carbon, and then he goes back to be mishibah to his master. And they can do that. That's the koach of hefker based in hefker. They can make an eved into an eved into a meshuchar, and then they can make him back into an eved kenaini. And there's a few more places we can go with this, but we're not going. And mir tashem, in the next shir, we will continue our discussion of hefker based in hefker, and see more neflos mitaris Hashem. Bli neder, shalom shalom, svidis masbara b'chayim.